Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Mama Kucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Sarah Colangelo, who's here with their film Little Accidents. So thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Right, so would you like to tell our listeners what the story of your film is about?
Sure. It takes place in a contemporary coal mining town in the United States, and it's sort of set a few months after a coal mine blast has occurred, and it follows three characters through their mourning process and as they sort of try to connect with one another and piece their lives back together.
Was there any event in particular that inspired you to tell this story?
No, not one event, I guess, in particular, but I had been, you know, reading a lot of articles in the newspaper, and a lot of bad accidents had happened sort of in the late 2000s into 2010. And I guess those stories really affected me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't quite get them out of my head. So I started doing research and kind of pieced together my own story from, I guess, a compilation of kind of bad accidents that had occurred.
And of course, you explore three sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got three different voices looking at the situation
mm-hmm.
from three different perspectives. So how did that structure come about?
Well, I mean, I really wanted to look at, you know, the notion of culpability in this town and in particular, you know, kind of what happens across generations as well. I think, you know, in the story, the children are sort of paying for the sins of their parents.
Okay.
So I knew that was sort of a theme that I wanted to tackle. And then in so doing, I really wanted to look at class and, you know, what the sort of middle management of this coal mine company would experience after a blast. And, you know, that character is sort of scapegoated, so I was kind of interested in that. And then looking at sort of the workers themselves and the pressures that they get in terms of, you know, whether they'll support the company after a blast or go against it. So,
interestingly enough, I was talking to a filmmaker at the festival earlier, and I'm wondering what you think about this same question too, because this film mm-hmm. deals with working class so directly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that cinema represents the working class in recent times?
Well, I think we've kind of moved away from it recently. I think the 1970s and probably the early 80s really kind of tackled it more, and I feel like we've kind of moved away from it, and so that's something that I was looking a lot at those sorts of films. You know, Silkwood and you know, some of those great films of the early 80s. So, yeah, that was something that was very much sort of self-consciously in my head while I was writing.
What do you think that is? Why has working class become less important, let's say, in cinema, generally speaking?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's just a sort of general complacency lately, or that we feel like we can't fight it. It's almost too big of an issue that we can't quite get to it. I don't know if also cinema is maybe filling a space where we want to make ourselves kind of happy, and there's a little bit of escapism.
Escapism, yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and I'm not sure I can totally answer it. But maybe it's too painful, you know.
So here's another one. How important is the fact that the setting is like a small town rather than a big urban city?
Yeah, I mean, that was something that from the onset I really wanted. I thought there would be a lot of dramatic opportunity to set a story in a one company town where everyone's kind of dependent on you know, one industry and one company. But yeah, that was something that excited me too. I'm kind of fascinated by small towns. I'm from a smaller town in the United States too. That's a very industrial town as well. So I was kind of interested in looking at the kind of hierarchy within these places.
Okay, well, actually, the setting makes for wonderful cinematography because you take the cameras in the woods sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that actually adds a visual element that makes the film a little more. It adds this element of beauty within mm-hmm. the dramatic context. Did you find that another important element while you were shooting it?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, there's. I wanted to really kind of play with the notion of innocence and then this kind of corporate industrial complex and kind of showing a juxtaposition between the two. So, you know, we have a lot of kind of, you know, the kids in nature playing mm-hmm. and being themselves, and then sort of this kind of coal coal structure, infrastructure kind of looming in the distance. So that was something that, you know, we really wanted to play with visually.
Great. So let's get back to the narrative and the structure. The multiple storyline structure is, it can work and not work. Personally, I think it works very well in this film, but it's not an easy one to deal with. How did you balance all the stories out?
Yeah, it was definitely complicated, because it required a lot of sort of braiding and interweaving. I had come up with this idea of a survivor first. So the character of Amos first. And then you sometimes piece these scripts together in different ways. But I always had this image of a child with a secret, kind of lost in the woods. So I started with those two characters. And then I thought it would be really interesting if, we looked at kind of a wealthier family. So I came up with this, the family of the Doyles, and that they would kind of surround themselves with materialism and live in a sort of McMansion, and they're the ones that are kind of, gaining everything from this, coal factory.
Quite an interesting contrast as well, seeing the poorer side and the wealthier side. It makes a very, very interesting contrast in the film. So let's talk about the acting, of course. You've got some great cast, and they're all performing their parts very well, adding a great layer of humanity and depth in the whole film. But how did you work with them on this project, and how do you like to work with actors in general?
Well, it's funny, on the past two projects I worked on, which were short films, I really had the time to rehearse, and I worked with non-actors in particular. So that was something that I was actually more comfortable with.
Yeah.
And,
Near-realism kind of.
Exactly. And I think, in this case, I was working with, actors that we're familiar with, and I think at first it was really intimidating because, you're used to kind of a, I don't know. I was used to working with friends really that were actors, so it was kind of more of a family situation. But in this case, it was really fantastic. I think they really embraced the script, and they really wanted to put the time into to research things and get the accent right, the Appalachian accent right, and I thought it was an incredible joy to work with them, but we didn't have that much time to rehearse. So what I was used to kind of like working over the course of many months, I couldn't do, except with Boyd Holbrook, who, plays the survivor. He was the first actor that was attached, and we worked over many months, kind of with this idea of disability, and he went into, veteran centers and rehabilitation centers. With Elizabeth Banks, we kind of started working maybe a week before shooting, and of course we'd exchange emails over the course of many months, but
so it was a good collaboration, good healthy collaboration.
Oh, it really was. I mean, I was very blessed to have also such a wonderful group of actors and of really kind of experienced actors.
So this being your feature film debut, I'd like to know a little bit about you and what are the themes that sort of interest you as a filmmaker?
I was really interested in kind of what happens after an accident and how we shift blame and how we make sense of something that's very difficult to understand. That there are a lot of gray areas surrounding this accident, and I think I was really interested in how we kind of create our own narratives and how that can be comforting or not. But that was something that I was interested in, and I continue to be interested in. And I'm really interested in American industry and kind of how it's disappearing right now and how certain industries are becoming fairly obsolete and how we shift and how communities change based on that.
And looking at it in a human perspective.
Absolutely.
And just like it happens in little accidents.
Yeah, sort of what the trickle-down effects of that are on communities and on people.
Is there anything, any project that you're working on at the moment that you can talk about?
I'm actually working on something for television, and we'll see if it takes off. But again, dealing with American industry in a different part of the United States.
Great, we'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you.
So thanks very much for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I wish you all the best, and I wish Little Accidents all the best.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.